Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Magic when the director of the show says, action! That's what happens at 7 after each hour. I suppose I'm the director of the show, although Phil McGeehan, who's in our main control room in Washington, has lots to do with how we get on and what we sound like. Oh, though we really are responsible for ourselves here. I'm going to pull that you're responsible for yourself routine. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm responsible for me. Victoria Keelan is here. She's responsible for her. And Jay also is here. Jay Kirshner is responsible for her. I wonder, is that the she and her thing? After, you know, when some people put on their, for example, their email, they put their name at the bottom.
Their pronouns?
He or her. Why? I think I asked you that once before, Victoria. I still don't understand what, how, why. What do they do that for? I know that it's a woman.
It's normalizing it. Pronouns, and because a lot of people don't identify as she and her or he and him. They identify
a lot
as
of people?
There.
Really? You think there, it's a lot of people?
There are a lot of people, yes. I'm not saying most people, right. But there are right. A lot of people.
Huh.
It's more a courtesy to join in on it so that no one's pronouns are unknown.
Mm-hmm. Courtesy for whom?
For everyone else.
Oh, okay. So do you both have he and her? I mean,
I have it on my Instagram. I don't have it as an email signature because I don't have an email signature. But
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have it on my Twitter, but same, I don't have an email signature. It's basically mm-hmm. Be Well, J. Like, that's my sign-off.
Be Well, J. Okay, that's good. All right, so here we are on Wednesday, December the 29th. I'm Doug Steffen, but then I'm a he and a him. And then we have Victoria and Jay. They are they or he and I mean she and her.
Right.
You can tell how wrapped up I am in all of that. All right, so a couple of important deaths to pass along. It's a lousy way to start an hour, but these are two significant Americans. One not political, the other all political. The passing of John Madden. Interesting. I went to see a movie about football. The story of Kurt Warner is one of those, you know, kind of a god. It's one of those movies, but actually is a good story. And when I came out of the movie, there was a thing up on the sign in downtown Los Angeles that John Madden had passed. So in terms of football, here's a guy that had tremendous impact. People liked him. He was an interesting character. For example, did you know that he would not fly? Ladies, he would not get on an airplane. He had a bus. He had his own bus, and he traveled. For the most part, or a lot of his career, later in his career, anyway, he did Monday Night Football. So he would take the bus, and they'd go wherever from, let's say, Monday night, the game was in Houston, and on next Monday, it was going to be in Denver. So they'd take the bus to Denver. He never flew, never got on a plane. Yeah, that was one of the sidelines of it, but probably not the most important thing. The most important thing is that he was very entertaining and really knew the game. Here's a little life profile of John Madden.
Promoted to head coach of the Oakland Raiders at age 32, John Madden never coached a losing season, taking the team all the way to a championship in Super Bowl XI.
Nothing John Madden up, they got him up there, and the Raiders have won a Super Bowl championship.
He left the sidelines with a .759 winning percentage, the highest ever for a coach with over 100 victories.
Boom, we cross him. This guy crosses here, he crosses here.
He'd spend almost 30 years as the NFL's top color commentator across four networks, taking his famous Madden Cruiser to 8 Super Bowls with his partner in the booth, Pat Summerall.
I am Pat Summerall here with my colleague John Madden.
Not just the voice of the game. Since 1988, to gamers, Madden is football.
Welcome to John Madden Football.
Even after his 2009 retirement, his voice remains part of the sport.
Feels like the second time in my life that I'm being carried off the shoulders of others.
We remember NFL Hall of Famer John Madden.
Yeah. again, not a football fan, so I'm not going to speak about something that I don't know that much about. I just know him as a broadcaster. I didn't know that his history included him being that young as a head coach. What did it say? 32, I think, was when he got started. But he was an affable guy. I came across him only once, and because, again, I don't interview sports personalities here, just not that they aren't relevant, but I choose to, most of the time, not involve myself in conversations I don't know anything about. But certainly his reputation for being a great broadcaster, a great coach, a great human being, actually. So, ladies, do you know anything more about him that we can add to this? Because I don't want to prolong. It's just,
well, I don't know.
I had a colorful career and a
yeah.
long one.
And I think it was interesting. You can't talk about John Madden without mentioning how he has impacted video gaming. And so, I mean, Madden Football is just, it's iconic. And he is probably the biggest name, besides, like, Grand Theft Auto as a brand. I don't think there's anything bigger than Madden Football in
really?
Gaming. So, yeah, I mean, it's really incredible that at the time he had a good agent or somebody came to him with a really good proposition because he made a lot of money off of licensing his name and likeness.
Guy.
He was a smart business guy on top of being... very colorful. I just remember, you know, the football was big in my house, and I just remember Sunday nights, he was a staple of my childhood on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So to have him pass away unexpectedly, I don't know that they've come up with a cause of death yet, but every report I've seen just says unexpectedly. So
The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, even said, this guy didn't just love football, he was football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very, I mean, it's certainly a household name for most everybody of all ages.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that transcends the age thing. I know who he is. You know who he is. We all kind of have that. Now, is that the same case with Harry Reid, who wasn't revered the way Madden was? He was a politician, and I was going to say kind of a crooked one in the sense that he arranged, this is sort of typical politics, but if you don't know, those of you who've been to the Hoover Dam, those who are listening, remember that there was a road that used to go down the hill and go over the dam. You have to drive over the dam. And sometimes there was a logjam of traffic there, depending on how the weather was and the time of year. You could wait. I waited 3 hours one day going across that thing. I used to have a lot of property in Arizona, and I would go to a meeting of owners two or three times a year, and I'd drive from Las Vegas over into Arizona and always go over the dam. I went down into the dam. Well, it's a fascinating place, but also the traffic was horrific. So there was a proposal to put a bridge over the dam about 15 years ago, maybe 15, 20. The first proposal may have been 20 years ago. They engineered it. It took 5 years or so to engineer it, and it took another 3 or 4 years to build it. So part of the dam, part of the roadway was in Nevada, and the other part of the roadway was in Arizona. You crossed over the dam, and you were in Arizona. So who do you suppose owned all the land on the Nevada side of where the bridge was built? Want to take a guess?
Yeah.
There you go. So it was, and that was when you raised your eyebrows. But nobody brings that sort of thing up. I mean, at this point, what difference does it make? But you would get an idea. And the same thing happened in Denver when that new Denver airport was built. Most people who travel frequently to Denver, and I'm very fortunate. I've been able to travel to every state in the country and around the world, but I remember going to the old Stapleton Airport. Anybody who's traveled to Denver may remember the Stapleton Airport. It was very good, and it was downtown. You could get into downtown and to surrounding areas very quickly. Well, for some reason or another, a study was done during the Clinton administration. Actually, it was started the first day that Clinton was president in January of 1993. The study found that the Stapleton Airport was inadequate. Now, this study was started when the mayor of Denver was leaving to become a member of the Clinton administration. It happened, his name was Pena. I think I'm trying to remember his first name, and I can't remember. Federico, that's it. Federico Pena was the mayor of Denver. And when he was appointed, he knew he was going to be the Secretary of Transportation in the Clinton administration. So as mayor, he ordered a study of the Stapleton Airport to find that it was inadequate. And the recommendation from this study group was that they build a new airport. So they set about the business of finding a tract of land that was big enough to handle the airport. And as most people know who've flown into the new airport in Denver, it's about 30 miles outside of the city. Very inconvenient. It took years and years and years and billions and billions and billions of dollars to make the airport. Guess who owned the land that the airport was built on? Want to take a guess, ladies? Take a guess. Just a wild guess.
The family. Harry Reid?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Harry Reid. It was Federico Pena and his family.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. When you leave the airport, it's on Pena Drive, if you've ever gone in and out of that airport. So, anyway, a couple of examples of corruption. And so that's one of the reasons. I think Harry Reid was obnoxious. But again, you don't say, well, I've said a couple of things about him that was ill. So, ladies, you want to take.
Didn't you also like his alien stuff, though?
Well, yeah, actually. Yeah, I did. I mean, the whole business about what was in Nevada and Area 52 and that sort of stuff. You want to tell that story? I don't want to command the audio here.
I don't know much about it. You had told me that there was some mention. I forget. When I think the Navy report came out, the alien report that everyone was waiting for, Harry Reid issued a few statements in support of it, saying that it was long overdue and the government, you know, should have been keeping everyone informed. And, yeah, he was very much pro-release the aliens.
Right. He knew what was going on in Area 54, and he wanted the public to know about it.
He knew something was going on there. Because he seemed really adamant about making all that public.
Well, there is something going on there. And for whatever the reason, some people in the government apparently forever, for a long time, have thought, you are not smart enough, you're not strong enough, you're not able to take this sort of thing. So the government decides it wants to keep what happened at Area 54 quiet. Meanwhile, everybody in the world knows that there were UFOs there, the movies that have been made about it, the story. I mean, it's just kind of nonsensical. But Harry Reid wanted to get to the bottom of it and have people know what was what. So he was the Senate Majority Leader for a number of years, and he kind of took no prisoners, in a manner of speaking. He was only 82, and so he's passed away as well. It's 18 after the hour.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug. Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We'll be right back. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Wednesday, December 29th, DJV program with Doug and Victoria and Jay. Jennifer's off this week. We have things brewing, things cooking, things of note from the trending focus on people, exciting things in the world of entertainment. I suppose that's what most of these people are, celebrities that we focus on, including Kim Kardashian, who's up in the focus next.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the four steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just four simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
All right, spotlight on you, Jay. Jay Kirshner here, who is our queen of social media. I suppose in terms of reporting, could we say that Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears vie for the title of queen of trending stories on social media, the two of them, the Kardashians in general and then the Spear thing? What do you think?
Well, Kim is in hot water. Britney's been fighting for herself. Kim is in hot water because she basically, well, no, basically about it. She straight up spoiled Spider-Man No Way Home on Instagram, her Instagram stories, which she has since deleted, but the damage has been done for a lot of her followers. She was watching the film, and after it was done, she posted screenshots or not screenshots, but photos of the film, of the screen, to her Instagram stories. And they were, like, big plot images. So a lot of
something
people
Doug
were really
would do
upset.
If he had a... If Doug had a camera in a movie theater, this is totally something Doug would do.
Well, I don't.
He is always... Yeah. He's the spoiler king.
Well, and a lot of people have put in... They've put keywords in so that they don't end up coming across any spoilers,
yeah.
And they never, nobody ever thought that Kim Kardashian would be the one to spoil it. A lot of users actually had really funny comments about, like, I didn't have Kim Kardashian spoiling Spider-Man No Way Home on my bingo card for this year. Somebody pointed out that, like, wait, doesn't she want to be a lawyer? Doesn't she know that there's copyright infringement here in what she just posted?
Well, but there isn't once it's exposed. Once the movie is free and open to the public, other than, you know, what the Chinese have done for years and years is they would set somebody in a theater with a new movie, and then this person or somehow or other would collaborate with other Chinese crooks, and they'd put it on the internet so you could see the whole movie. That's been done for years.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make it right, though.
No.
It's still not free. You can only see it in theaters.
Yeah, who's been damaged here because the movie's done over $1 billion? So
well, the fans.
The fans who were trying to avoid spoilers. That's where the outrage comes from.
So then don't go to Kim Kardashian's website. I mean, or
well, it's her Instagram that she added it to, yeah.
Okay,
well,
so that's...
But you're not expecting it. She should have said spoiler alert ahead or something like that. She didn't do that.
Yeah. In other news, her ex-husband moved across the street to be closer to his kids. Fun. Can you imagine living across from your ex?
There you go. Happy New Year to you and your family. 28 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai recently celebrated the first IONIQ 5 buyer on the West Coast. Mr. Yaron Alfie of Los Angeles, California, who purchased a 2022 IONIQ 5 with an Atlas White exterior finish. Was drawn to the IONIQ 5's innovative eGMP for BEVs, its spacious interior, cutting-edge connectivity, and sustainable features. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Football League has confirmed player, coach, and Hall of Famer John Madden died Tuesday morning at the age of
8. Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
John Madden from an Eagles 49ers Monday Night Football game back in 2002. We have another sad death report. Former Nevada Senator and Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid also died on Tuesday at the age of 82. He had a 4-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Returning unwanted gifts this holiday season is becoming so expensive for retailers that they might just let customers keep the products and issue refunds anyway. Check with your provider. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Texas Representative Republican Michael Burgess on Newsmax says the current administration border policy is the worst that he's seen in 20 years. Illegal immigration and illegal drugs getting into our country are close to being the same issue.
Well, and both crises would be the same answer, and that would be security on our southern border to right. prevent the ingress of fentanyl and really to shut down what is the money tree for the coyotes, for the child traffickers, for the facilitators who bring people across the border. It is a phenomenal amount of money that they are paid to get someone across. And the consequence is that it just generates more and more business for them. And every time we say, yeah, we're not going to really enforce our law, they monetize that. It is broadcast far and wide, not just in Central America, but as we see now, other parts of the world as well. I will tell you that a lot of anxiety during the Trump administration about separations. Here's the bad news. Separations are still happening. They're happening under current law. If it is other than a mother and a father who arrives with a child, that child is placed in the custody of the United States government, the Office of Refugee Resettlement. It is current law that happens. Now, are we going to come back and pay reparations to all of those people as the Biden administration has suggested? I can't believe that would happen, but I can't believe that the problem is as bad as it is.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off this week. By the way, we were going back and forth. You asked me why I didn't call her back because she sent a note to you. That is Jennifer. Then I called her yesterday and she never called me back. So there.
Anyway. Are you sure? Because yesterday you said she hadn't called at all and there was a missed call.
No, I didn't look. I checked it, as a matter of fact. Called her a couple times.
Well, I mean, you two have got to get together. It's become a 6-year tradition since I've been on the show that you fly to California and you guys make breakfast plans or whatever and they never come to fruition.
That's mostly on her father, I think, more than anything else. But, well, I'm sure we're great friends and we'll find a time. I have to come back here next week and probably the week after. So at some point over the next few weeks, we'll get together. Shana Tova means have a good year. A lot of my Jewish friends are using that expression in their email. Shana Tova is aimed at having a good time, and in this circumstance is aimed at getting people to
wish and hold on to the thought that this will be a good year. So with nothing wrong with that. Happy New Year, Shana Tova. Have a good near a new year and a good year. Can we all hold on?
And we all need that.
Thought for that, for sure, yeah.
2022.
And the reason that we haven't had a good year or two is because of the obvious COVID-19 has represented a real problem in our lives. Most people have never seen anything. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like this in our lifetime, because the last time it happened, none of us were, I say none. You probably could find a few people that were alive as children, babies, that are over 100, going back to 1916 to 1918. Anyway, to fast forward to today, the CDC says that Omicron is not, not N-O-T, as prevalent around the world as had been originally thought. Even though I'm looking at some of the stats from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, looking actually at the cases in Massachusetts, even though it was touted, Massachusetts was touted off and on during all of this stuff as being one of the most well-run states. A million people in Massachusetts have had COVID. Not a million people dying, but a million people have had it. And so it's ranked fifth around the country. This the report that came in from the CDC late yesterday says, in essence, Victoria and I and Jay were just talking about this, the people who are sick and the discussion about all the people in the hospital don't have Omicron for the most part. They have Delta.
Yeah,
and that's they. You know, that's
and this this makes so much. Yeah, this makes so much more sense because so many people have been like just here amongst us anecdotally. Jay and I know fully vaccinated, boosted people who've been really sick and hospitalized, and then everyone comes out with these reports. Well, Omicron is just really mild symptoms, and it just didn't add up. And so for the CDC to now say, okay, we originally remember this, we all probably remember this number. Originally, they said that 73% of the new cases for last week, the 2 weeks ago, which was the week leading up to Christmas, was Omicron. And it turns out only 22% were. The rest was all Delta, which makes so much more sense. Now, Omicron is still spreading much more rapidly than any other variant. By the end of, it looks like by the second week to mid-January, it's going to be all Omicron in new cases. But there are a lot of people right now who are probably still dealing with Delta, which does make sense.
So I'm wondering, between the two doctors that we have associated with the DJV program, Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, in terms of its spreading and the people that are in the hospital and why it is that this is all so confusing, understanding that if you get Delta, can you also have Omicron? Or, because Omicron is milder, can you get Omicron and then does it become, could it possibly become Delta in your body? I don't actually haven't asked that question. I don't know the answer to it, but I want to find out what the answer to it is. So that'll be one of the questions that I ask.
That's the question a lot of people want to know. How many times can you get this?
And what time span? Can you get it, and then a couple months later, do you get it again?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's remember that. When Ken is on with us tomorrow, ladies, we'll ask him that question, because I think it's obviously it's an important question. Also, in terms of following COVID stories and outbreaks, 85, count them, 85 cruise ships being investigated for possibly having outbreaks, 38 ships. They've already checked on, and 48 more vessels they want to observe, if you will. The cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian, all the big cruise lines. So they're watching them. What does that do?
They may not let them dock. That's kind of what I would not want to be on one of these ships right now because, first of all, if there is an outbreak of any kind, it could be food poisoning, whatever it is, that is not a fun place to be if you are not feeling well on any level, right?
Can't get
if you
off.
Just, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even want to have a hangover on that boat. I've been on one cruise in my life, and it just, with the, you know, the rocking and the, oh, not fun. Oh, okay. I was going to say, hey, did we lose Doug? Is he out having a morning cocktail?
He needed to go get that latte.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have, twice. Once with just my husband, and then the second time it was a French group that went. Mm-hmm. And I will say I loved the part, my two favorite parts about a cruise is at nighttime when you're going to sleep, and it's kind of like the gentle rocking of the ship. It's like you're being rocked to sleep. But also,
that's true. That was nice.
Being out on the balcony and when it's nighttime and it's clear skies and the stars look like they are so big, so bright, so close, like you can just reach up and grab them because there are no buildings to really differentiate the height difference.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I only went on one. It was one of those massive Royal Caribbean boats that was, at the time, it was the second largest or the largest that it was on the sea. I'm sure they have new fleets now, but it was, parts of it were okay. The main dining room thing, I just did not enjoy. We were with a group, luckily, but I don't like sitting with strangers and making small talk at all.
That's
like, that ruins my meal. So, we did one night in the communal room, and then the rest of the nights we were like, all right, we're just going to go into the restaurants.
Yeah, we totally did the same thing. We made the mistake on our first cruise, and we did the communal, and we were like, no, not even. And
the food isn't as good. And
well, and here's the thing. You can order off the menu where you actually pay extra for, like, a nicer cut of steak back when I was still eating red meat. And I wanted the filet mignon that I could actually pay for, not the strip or whatever. The guy across from me got the free one. I got the paid for one. It comes out it was the same cut of meat.
Oh,
and
my
so my husband and I were like, okay, never mind. We're booking restaurants. We're doing that. Yeah. And so then the second time we went on a cruise, it was like that. But it also wasn't your typical normal relaxing cruise. It was, my husband's a huge 311 fan, like the band from the 90s.
Yeah.
And so they were 311 cruises. So there were concert series cruises. So you just had a lot of people kind of like partying and all of that. And
that's like the least relaxing experience ever.
Well, I do it right. So, yeah. So I will go and I'll actually hang out with everybody for one day or one night. And then the next day I'm like, leave me alone. I need sensory deprivation. I'm hanging out in the room. I'm watching whatever's on TV and I'm sitting on the balcony. Like nobody talks to me. I need, because I'm very introverted. So it's like I need to regroup.
Yep, regroup. All right, well, we're going to regroup here on the DJV show. It is 43 minutes past the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Change after the hour. This is the DJV Wednesday program with Doug. Jen, not here, but it's such a part of my habit. You know, it's like, It's like brushing your teeth in the morning. Okay, DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. But Jennifer's off this week, so we have a focus. There are a lot of things that have happened this past year. I want to, through the course of the next few days as we end out the year, talk about some of the fun things, the weird things, the sad things. We're on the COVID hunt, though, at the moment. I see Hugh Jackman has tested positive for COVID-19. He's in The Music Man, right, on Broadway
yeah.
now?
Yep.
And so that's all shut down because of his
Two stars, yeah. No one, let's be honest, who wants to see the backup to Hugh Jackman? He is so incredibly popular on Broadway, and all the ladies love Hugh Jackman. So they replaced Sutton Foster, who was his female co-star. She had tested positive for COVID right before Christmas. So she got replaced, and then he gave that understudy so much credit at the end of the show. He brought her out specifically to tell the audience that she had to memorize 8 different parts of the show because
wow.
so many people were coming up with COVID.
Woo.
So now, unfortunately,
he has it,
too.
Yeah, that was a great video clip, yeah, when he was talking
yeah.
about it, because he also acknowledged everybody else in the chorus who they already have their own parts, but then they have to be understudies for so many. And yeah.
yeah,
that other, the female lead, she only rehearsed for a few hours that day, and
yeah.
he, like him giving acknowledgement to everybody else, that was awesome.
People are obsessed with him in the theater world, that he is so nice and so genuine. I mean, he's a real New Yorker. Everybody I know who's had, I've never met him, but I've seen him walking across the street. He's very tall and handsome. But everyone who's had an interaction with him says he's just the greatest.
He's actually an Australian by birth, is he not?
He is.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think it's Australian. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in this whole department of COVID and who's affected by it, there have been many people who have thought, and now they can say, yeah, I guess that this thing has come back again, the flu, which wasn't around at all last year, it would seem, but the flu season has started, and there are people that are getting the flu, and there are people in the hospital who have the flu. As a matter of fact, a couple of children apparently have died because of the flu. And one of the things that will confuse people is what the flu feels like in your body and
yeah,
what COVID feels like in your body. I don't think you can, frankly.
Well, there are specific tests for the flu, because before the vaccine came around, 2 years ago, flu B was very, very prevalent, and I knew a bunch of friends in New Jersey, New York, and Ohio. Oddly, there were just huge outbreaks of flu B. So if you were really sick and you tested negative for flu B, that's how they figured out that you had COVID in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's sort of more now. It's now we have better COVID testing, and so it's pretty easy to distinguish. It's not easy to distinguish if you've got the symptoms. And if you want to take one of those, new pills, you've got to be within that 3-day window of having symptoms, getting to the doctor, getting the prescription, picking it up, and starting to take it. And I don't know. People are worried that they're going to miss that 3-day window.
Well, there's that whole
really effective.
Of who's affected as well, Victoria. Young people, normally there are a couple of hundred youngsters who die every year of the flu. And then it's the older folks who also get it. People who are over 75 that have the flu, and they get really sick with it. And if you're compromised, then, you're more likely to get it. That same kind of stuff as within COVID. I understand my son and his wife are taking extraordinary measures to make sure that their son, my grandson, is not exposed to or not going to get. Because normally when youngsters are that age, he's 6 weeks old, they don't have any immune system. And the older you get and the worse you've abused your body, you don't have much of an immune system either. So it is, I suppose, good to know anyway, from the good to know department. 10 before the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour on the DJV program every day at this time. Victoria Keelan takes us into the world of technology as it affects us, the ordinary human being that doesn't fly like Superman. And so we have a story here that is, it doesn't surprise me because once again it's an example of too much technology and technology going awry. So tell us the Alexa story, will you please, Victoria?
Yeah, so Amazon's Alexa has recently told a child to touch a penny to the exposed prongs of a phone charger, all part of when the child asked Alexa to give her a challenge. And so the Alexa device, I guess, when you ask Alexa, hey, Alexa, give me a challenge, now that's been disabled. But at the time, this little girl said that to the Alexa that was, you know, it's an Echo machine made by Amazon. And so it pulled up from the internet. It pulled up a search that had been on TikTok, and it was a dangerous trend on TikTok. So essentially it pulled it from the story and told the girl what to do. It said, here's something I found on the web. The challenge is simple. Plug in a phone charger halfway into the wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs.
Good.
Now, luckily, this 10-year-old kid didn't do that, and the mom found out about it very soon after. But this is just, and then, of course, Amazon confirmed that this did happen. They said, as soon as we became aware of this error, we took it down. So now the challenge thing no longer works with Alexa. But this just goes to show, I mean, a couple weeks ago we talked about all the smart toys. You know, you give a kid a talking teddy bear, and it's got all the same technology that an iPhone has. And it can track your kid, and you don't know what your kid is going to tell its teddy bear. You know, and in this case, this kid was bored and decided to talk to Alexa, and it literally could have killed them. So this is, you know, Google's been dealing with this as well. The algorithm that Alexa uses picked out just the descriptive part of the warning from the TikTok story. So essentially, it did the right thing, but this is where a human, you know, eye would have said, well, wait a minute, You can't just pull something that's that dangerous out of the story without telling the whole story. There's no context. An algorithm isn't, you know, artificial intelligence is just that. It's going to do what it's supposed to do, but it doesn't, you know, make any decisions. And so now they've had to just pull this whole thing. It really is a wake-up call. Parents should understand how the technology in their house works. Grandparents, too. Make sure that, you know, maybe Alexa doesn't need to respond to your 10-year-old. You know, you can set parental, parental settings.
Of what purpose, really and truly, what life-serving purpose does Alexa have? All it is a gadget.
It's not just Alexa. It's, you know, Siri from Apple. Okay. Cortana is from, you know, they all have an intelligent assistant. And so I use my Siri a lot. You know, anything from directions to restaurants to, you know, whatever it is, I do use it a lot. People use the Alexa for the same purposes.
I think it's just
time to, like, make sure that, you know, you've got some parental controls on it, because this kid could have killed themselves.
Well, but as an adult, it makes your mind lazy. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to research anything. You just ask a question, and it comes up with an answer. To me, it's like, hello.
Well, it's helpful while you're driving. It's safe.
Yeah. I don't use it while I'm driving, and I'm fine. Thanks very much. All right. Speaking of driving, the new Rivian 400-mile electric vehicle in the spotlight after this.
Most Americans aren't physically or financially prepared to handle natural disasters, according to a new survey from Wells Fargo. This includes 71% of respondents not having a detailed emergency plan, and 16% not having thought at all about planning for an emergency. Because a natural disaster can occur anywhere and at any time, it's crucial to have a detailed plan and to communicate with family members about how you'd protect one another. To learn more, visit wellsfargo.com/beprepared.
Got a broken down boat with seats chewed up by rascally raccoons? Or a vintage pickup you keep promising to fix up? Give your unwanted vehicle the boot by donating it to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Kids with Cancer. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and hassle-free. Every donation means more dollars for children facing this disease. Simply go to carsthatcure.org or dial 855-CAR-ALSF. That's carsthatcure.org or 855-227-2573.
All right, those people who are excited about the Rivian electric truck, what do they have to look forward to, Victoria?
Well, not much until 2023, because Rivian is telling customers it won't be building the R1T pickup truck with the max pack battery option. That's gotten pushed back now until 2023, as they have to prioritize with the chips shortage that we've been dealing with. So now the model that they're pushing out is going to have a range of 314 miles. But as you know, people want the longer battery life, and it's a $10,000 upgrade. Right now, they've got 71,000 pre-orders.
Good luck crossing the desert with that puppy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.